Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A body was discovered on the 2400 block of 320th Street West in Waterford Township yesterday afternoon. Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson spoke with KYMN confirming that a body had been found around 3:15. His officers are working with the Dakota County Sheriff's Department and the Hennepin County Medical Examiner's Office on identification of the person. We'll have more on this story as details are released. An 81-year-old Hampton woman died Saturday morning in a crash on Highway 19 in Kellogg Avenue. The crash happened around 10:30 in the morning. The State Patrol reports that a Dodge Caravan stopped on Highway 19 West to make a left turn on Kellogg when it was struck from behind by a Buick Sentry. The driver of the Buick, Donna Mae Otto, died at the scene. The driver of the minivan, 24-year-old Pada Yang, and her passenger, 72-year-old Nancy Lytle, both of St. Paul, were taken to Northfield Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The roads were reported wet. Rice and Dakota County Sheriff's Offices, Northfield Police, Fire and Rescue, and North Air Care all responded to the scene. The Northfield City Council meets tomorrow for the first time in weeks. They'll swear in the newly elected council members, one of which is new, Clarice Grabaugh, a councilor at large. There will also be a public hearing on the 2019 street reclamation projects. It's a full regular agenda with setting a new base pay for city employees, electing a mayor pro tem, and authorizing plans and specs for the new wastewater treatment plant biosolids building after it burned last year. City Engineer Dave Bennett estimates the cost between $5.3 and $5.8 million. With that vote, they'll be able to go out for bids. You can comment online on the city's website on any item through noon tomorrow. Meetings are held in council chambers at City Hall and begin at 6 p.m. They're open to the public and also streamed live online at ci.northfield.mn.us. Click on City Council. In keeping students' career and college ready, the Northfield High School is offering a boiler certificate license class this spring for any senior that's interested. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman explained.
So if a student maybe doesn't have a plan yet for next year, we get to be career ready, you can come to Northfield High School with our custodians and you can get an opportunity to get a, what they call a specialist boiler license. That makes you very employable right away. Think of a lot of the maintenance jobs that are available, you know, just here in Northfield with the colleges and the hospital.
They're also offering something called a ServeSafe certification for food service management. Additionally,
we've partnered with Benjamin Bus, and we're putting together a program that this summer students who are graduating can go and get their commercial driver's license and potentially could go right to work for Benjamin Bus.
They are a regional transportation company. And the 2018 Northfield Rotary Turkey Trot netted over $40,000. Committee Chair Robert Bierman reports that the local Rotary Club uses the funds to support their world-class high school youth exchange program, as well as local and international service projects. This year, the race was chipped, and official results show the top male finisher was Phil Reichert with a time of 15 minutes 48 seconds, and the top female finisher was Lee Langhout at 18 minutes, 34 seconds. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.